Yes. How can I help you, ma'am? Sir.
$1,270, right? Okay, let me go ahead and check it for you. All right, so $1,276.91, right? Hold the line, okay? For the customer session security purpose, can you help me with your first name and your last name? Jack David, right? All right, thank you so much. Along with, can you help me verify me yours up good as well?
Hello.
All right, so we have run a full security check on your account, and we have notified that there is a pre-authorized purchase that is coming under your name for an Apple MacBook Pro amounting to $1,499. Yes. I can see there is a decline purchase that is from iPhone Pro. So did you make any purchase from Amazon in Apple MacBook Pro under your name? Okay, so if it is not you, is there anyone from your family who had made any order under your name? Okay. So in this case, there might be a fraudulent activity going on under your name. Okay, somebody might have using your information without your knowledge or without your compromise here. So Jack, have you ever shared any of your personal information to anyone that who can access your account apart from you? Okay. So have you ever lost any of your personal documentations in the past, like a social security card, a UDP card, or anything else in you? All right. So I can see that this is a pre-authorized order and pre-authorized transaction. Somebody might have used your information. Do you have any suspicious from your end, so somebody has got access into your personal information right now at this point of time? All right. So do you want me to help you to resolve this issue or just want to go ahead and take care of by yourself?
Yes.
The amount, yes, I can see that they declined. They have declined the charges of $1,276.91. That is from iPhone Pro. They have already declined for our concerned department since we have some suspicious activity going on under your name. At the same time, there is another charge that is $1,499 that is for an Apple MacBook Pro. So, this is a brief of orders, and we have sent you a one-time verification code. So if it is not to go forward each and every information for departments regarding unauthorized charges to your bank account, since the amounts will be automatically charged from your end if it is. So I can see that there are more than 7 different bank accounts that is also associated under your name here. So right now, are you banking with 7 different bank accounts? Okay. So can you please let me know the name of the bank so that I can go ahead and forward each and every information stating that you didn't make any purchase, but somebody has misused your information. It's only Chase Bank, right? All right. Thank you so much. Please hold the lines for a moment. Okay? I want you to stay connected.
Thank you so much for holding the lines, Mrs. Jack. Are you still connected? All right. Okay, so Mr. Jack, let me ask you one thing.
Do you have any sons, do you have any relatives or family members who live in New Mexico? I can see that somebody have good access into your personal information that is from New Mexico, but you are from Washington, right? All right. So in this case, somebody from New Mexico have got access into your personal information. So what I'm going to do now is I'll forward this information to the fourth department, to the headquarters of your Chase Bank, okay, stating about this unauthorized purchase and unauthorized order that is coming up under your name. Okay, so first of all, I'll complain about these fraudulent orders, and at the same time, I'll go ahead and connect this line to you as well to the four departments of your Chase Bank so that you can have a word in personals, okay, telling them the issue that you are facing right now, stating about this unauthorized charges and amount of $1,499 that is for Apple Mac Pro, which you have not made by yours, but they have made an order under your name pretending to be you, right? All right. So I will go ahead and forwarding this information to your bank at the Chase Bank headquarters, and at the same time I'll be connecting this to you so that you can have a word with them. Is that okay? All right. Thank you so much. So please stay connected. Make sure that you do not disconnect this call. So once it's connected, you can explain the situation that you're facing here, okay? All right. Yes, my name is Amanda Brown.
Yes, you can call me back with this number.
In case if it is connected, you can call me with this number. You can write down the number 40-8996-1010.
1010, not 12. It's 1010. So please stay connected. Let me go ahead and connect this line to your Chase Bank. Okay? For this thing, you do have a checking and saving as well, right? That is your personal account, right? This hold line.
A very good morning. Your line has been transferred to Chase Bank headquarters. This is Amy Brown today. How can I assist your call? I'm fine. How can I assist your call today, sir? Amy Brown. My name is Amy Brown. Uh-huh. Okay. No. Okay. Anybody can have very firstly, sir, your call has been transferred to Chase Bank headquarters located at 70 Park Avenue, New York, New York. You are speaking with Amy W. Brown with a batch ID 17549. Yes, sir. All right. So you mean to say you are in New York too, right? As today, your call has been directed to the bank headquarters. May I know why? What is the reason why your call has been transferred to us? Can you brief me a little? Shut up.